Okay. Om Gyane Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Hena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vanshakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, what a Prabhupada disappearance festival in Govardhan. It's kind of the best keep secret, although we have probably 150 people, but the quality, you know, the way a Vaishnav, Bhurijan Prabhu once said this, commenting on one story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should act in such a way that the heart of a Vaishnav melts, because then everything comes out. So Prabhupada's disappearance festival is when all these great Vaishnavas, their hearts melt and everything comes out. And you can feel and taste their heart. It was quite extraordinary. Jayadvaita Maharaj, Havi Prabhu, Sachinanda Swami, Keshavarti Maharaj, Bhurijan Prabhu, his wife Jagatarini, Vaisheshika Prabhu, and his wife Nakula. And Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in Govardhan is very, very, very special. In many ways, more special than Vrindavan, where he passed away. I remember one time I was walking about 5 years ago from my place behind the ISKCON place. I was walking to the ISKCON place for the function in the morning. And this great saintly lady, Mother Srimati, who lives in the MVT, she's very advanced. Probably as much as anybody in the movement. And I said, what are you doing here? You know, you came from Vrindavan. Prabhupada passed away in Vrindavan, but then she said, but he eternally resides here. And I do believe that Prabhupada eternally resides in Govardhan. And I'll give evidence, you know, and I was there in Vrindavan in Prabhupada's last days, and a couple of weeks before he left, he just spontaneously said, take me to Govardhan. Lokanath Swami and Trivikram Swami went out to arrange the bullock carts. The Prabhupada's Ayurvedic doctor said, this is like suicide. So the devotees stopped it. But it's significant because Prabhupada was very, very careful not to express his deep internal relationship with Krishna. And he had one. Because Bhurijan said he expressed that through the external activity of preaching Krishna consciousness. It was based on that. But the details never came out. Now, in the story of Putana, you know, she was a demon in the guise of a beautiful nurse. with deadly poison on her breast to kill Krishna, and Krishna sucked her breast and sucked out her life airs, and just before she's about to die, she revealed that her demoniac form. And the commentaries say, the natural psychology before one is to leave the world is to drop all pretense and reveal who one is, good or bad. So as Prabhupada is not a conditioned soul, but I think it was very significant because he never expressed a proclivity overtly for relationship with Krishna or a particular spiritual place. But the highest place, he said, take me to Govardhan, where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur eternally resides as Nayana Manjari, where Bhaktivinod Thakur, his guru, resides as Kamala Manjari, young gopis, Gorkishore Das Babaji, the guru of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Guna Manjari. The Prabhupada said, take me to Govardhan. So there's a very, very special charm of coming to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance festival in Govardhan. And the way in which the different devotees open their heart. So I took some notes. Let's see if I can remember something. Jai Raita Maharaj just spoke as all our life is by Prabhupada's mercy. We met Prabhupada by the will of providence, not by our karma. Our situation was hopeless individually, society, no proper knowledge. And our prognosis was we would waste our life and come back again, or worse, harm others and karmically ruin our journey. And Srila Prabhupada appears in the midst of it to give us everything. And his mercy is all we are made of. Practically, if you take away Prabhupada's mercy, we have nothing. And he said, take away the Hare Krishna mantra from your life. What are you? Nothing. Take away Prabhupada's books. What are you? Not? Take away his devotees. Who would want to live? Pisado. And Jai Raitamard said he's not going to tell particular stories. He says we can't even remember that much. But his instructions, we make that our life and soul. And if we make his instructions our life and soul, we have everything. And if we forget that, we have nothing. And Borijan later will say that there was actually a thread that went through a lot of the talks about finding an instruction of Prabhupada you could follow. That's what made Prabhupada great. He got an instruction from his guru to preach in the Western world. And dedication to that gives one so much capital. And Borijan Prabhu, he actually extensively told the story of Guna Garimaj passing away for a particular reason, because you know, he described Guna Garimaj wasn't perfect. He had his faults. He had his doubts. He had his challenges. And he was describing even, you know, in his last days, dealing with so many things and holding on, you know, which is one of the kleshas, one of the foundational psychological principles that keeps you bound in this world, is the fear of death and this clinging to life. So many, he described it elaborately, so many difficulties, so many challenges. But then at the end, and he described it elaborately, he, in the most excruciating pain that one could ever imagine, and then just before, you know, about 15, 20 minutes or half hour before he's about to go, his eyes curl up in his head, and the doctor says he's in coma. And at the very end, with his last breath, his mouth starts moving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Goes back to Godhead. So Borijan said, and Krishna, like, you know, the private moment of death is Prabhupada ranges, Krishna ranges, and it's live streamed around the world. And give a message that we have our faults, we have our weaknesses, but Prabhupada doesn't forget our service. That's the message of Gunagraha Maharaj. It's more than his attainment. It's the mercy of Prabhupada. Because the one thing that Gunagraha Maharaj had that was so strong, he was so dedicated to preaching Krishna consciousness. So dedicated. And Prabhupada didn't forget. So that was a very nice. And then Javi Prabhu, who's an extraordinarily sweet Vaishnav. Of course, if you know Javi, he was in his country, he was as famous as Bob Dylan was in America. He was one of the five most famous people in his whole country of Venezuela. But, you know, he opened up many countries in South America. And he was telling what convinced him about Krishna consciousness, because it was all so strange to him. The person put on headphones and he heard Prabhupada say, "Vande hum." And I believe it, because I committed myself to Krishna consciousness by getting a rasgulla from the hand of Prabhupada. My conviction, my faith, to come to the level of full commitment beyond the attachments that were anchoring me in ways to the material world, or at least from joining the temple, were shattered with that one bite. So I don't underestimate. And then there was a slip up and they called someone, and there was about 100 Russians there, and it was about to be translated. And instead of this lady who spoke English, lady with the same name came up and gave a lecture in Russian. But it was practically the best lecture. The emotion, you didn't need, like Prabhupada said, if there's a fire in your house, and even if you don't speak the local language, you can communicate it. She communicated her, and then it was translated a little bit. But that, so that was also nice. And (clears throat) He also, Satchinandana Swami, a lot of people talked about the instruction. He said, find its instruction and hold on to it. And it'll be like another Shakti, another potency. And Borijan said, all Srila Prabhupada's instruction leads to preaching. It is an external manifestation of his internal devotional mood. And then Borijan quoted one devotee who went to Prabhupada's personal servants, Hari Sari and Srita Kirti, and said, what was it like to be with Prabhupada when the doors was closed? And they just said it was the same. I'm not really doing justice, but I'm trying. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he actually, a godbrother gave him the gift of the lota that Prabhupada brought on the Jaladuta. And he talked about Prabhupada's anxiety. He gave examples of Prabhupada's anxiety about the world, about what politicians were doing, about how scientists were misleading. And he prayed to actually have that anxiety. I'm not really doing it justice today. I guess, you know, I've been up since, I generally get up at 1 o'clock. So it's, I guess it's about 8 p.m. now, and not much in between. And our program went on to 2 o'clock, and then after that I went and lectured to the Russians. So I'll share what my offering was, and we'll see how much more I can give. But, you know, generally I speak next to last because I'm one of the people that live here in Vaisheshika Prabhu. I guess he knows that, I guess if you don't call on certain people, maybe it won't be like that. But basically, I know I'm going to speak at the end. And he also knows that I'll be very conscious of the time. So if it went over, I won't speak very long. And that usually I can give a message very concisely. So I explained to people that my homage is basically based on a question that I ask myself every year. And I ask people to also, and I'll ask you that are listening, to also kind of meditate on the answer to this question, is what experience this year most enhanced your faith in Prabhupada? And I was also going to speak about Guna Grahi Maharaj, not about Guna Grahi Maharaj, but about Prabhupada's mercy. Because that really, Krishna used Guna Grahi Maharaj to demonstrate to the world the power of his teachings and process. if you dedicate yourself to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada won't forget you. And his mercy is unfathomable. And I just mentioned one thing about Gunagram Maharaj, and then I said that I'll go on another track and speak about something else I wanted to speak on. But I just said one thing about Gunagram Maharaj. I know he made Kastuba a devotee, and Kastuba called me actually in Colombia, and he said, anyway, I can get a letter to Gunagram Maharaj. And I said, send it to me. And I spoke it over WhatsApp to Bhuri John, and he kind of played it to Gunagram Maharaj, and it was his last words, and I have it on tape. And they're significant because yam yam vapi smram bhavam tajantyante kalevaram tom tame vaiti konteya siddhatad bhava bhavata. Whatever nature you have at the time of death, that's where you will go. So it's what your bhava is, not just what your thoughts are, but what your mood is. So it's interesting what was left in Gunagrai Marja's heart by all those practices of Krishna consciousness and the excruciating mental and physical pain he underwent in the last years of his life, clinging to life. He didn't want to let go. It seemed almost unbecoming. But what was left, and I told the devotees what that tape said, and this is what was left. Gratitude, because he couldn't hardly speak it. Gratitude, so much. Love, gratitude, and pounding his heart. That's what was left. And that was Prabhupada's mercy. But because Bhurijan spoke on that, I said there's another question that I always ask at this time of the year before I'm going to speak. And what do you think is Srila Prabhupada's greatest glory? Well, actually, I spoke something before that. What I said is I thought it was interesting for the devotees that where I live, upstate New York, Henry visited me up there. I'm so fortunate. Satyarup Maharaj lives across the street, and Rabindrasroop is my next neighbor, boo-boo. And, you know, anytime I want, I can walk across the street and take lunch with Satyarup Maharaj. He takes at 1:30. I'm invited. I just occasionally go. But I said, you know, I met Nakula. Vaisheshabhu's wife was making the point that what we see in Prabhupada was transferred to his disciples, that dedication to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's carried in parampara, and you see the same learning, the same conviction in new people. It works, and it's being transferred. But I said, even though there's that kind of equality, there's also a flavor of devotion and a flavor of realization of those that were personally with Prabhupada. Again, Henry's on there. He had so much association with Tramuna, lived in his house for 2 years. There's just something really special. There's another flavor that's very wonderful. And I even gave the example, there's a godbrother of mine that left Prabhupada to take initiation from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's younger brother. And I have many connections with him, so somehow we're friends for many ways. He knows my cousin Maseva Bharti. There's different things. He was the principal of Gurukul Mayapur. I was in Vrindavan. I have a relationship with him. And so I passed him in the street with his big white beard. I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Well, you know, this Prabhupada's 40th anniversary of opening the Krishna Balaram, the anniversary of, you know, opening the Krishna Balaram Mandir, the 40th anniversary." And I kind of look at him because he said, "Look, once a Prabhupada disciple, always a Prabhupada disciple." And then he began to go on about Ramananda Prabhu. He said, "You know, I'm third generation. I was made a devotee by Jagadish. He's second generation. But these first generation people that association with Prabhupada, they have something too that's really offered." So I said, "I really like to be with Satsarup Maharaj or associate with him or just see him actually." So when we have Vyas Puja upstate, Satsarup Maharaj speaks, and I wanted to share two stories that would have to do with the second question I asked myself is, what experience this year gives you the most faith in Srila Prabhupada? And that may be revised according to your realization. So I told two stories, and one I heard from Satsarup Maharaj, and then the other I heard from a devotee who was in 22nd Avenue, who was visiting the Bhakti Center. His name is Nayana Bharat. But Satsarup Maharaj told this story that Prabhupada was asked to address this function of Louis Abalafio, who, it was wild. He was running for president. I don't know if Prabhupada knew this, but he was running for president on the Naked Party. And their motto was, "We have nothing to hide." So somehow the devotees arranged, you know, for Prabhupada to go. And when Prabhupada went in, several of the people were dressed as bananas and dancing because they believed you can dry banana peels and smoke them. And the devotees used to give them their banana peels. Wild, insane. And Satsarup Maharaj came back, and then one devotee said to Prabhupada, "You know, actually he would run for president, but he's too young," as if that was the disqualification. And Prabhupada, when he heard that, Satsarup Maharaj said he was just laughing uncontrollably. He's never seen that before. Just the thought of the insanity of America. That this guy is running for president, and they disqualify, you know, with the Naked Party, we have nothing to hide, with his followers dressed as bananas and dancing, and he's too young to be prep. Prabhupada was laughing hysterically. I'm just trying to give a context in you know, where Prabhupada was preaching. Because I'm going to make another point. And then the other one, which I found Nayana Bharat told me, is that when he joined, he had a friend, a lady, who is a militant man-hater. From every point, from sexual orientation to whatever it is, militant. But somehow or other, she comes, and Prabhupada initiates her. And after 6 months, she comes to Prabhupada and says, "I just can't stand worshiping that man, Krishna." Prabhupada said, "That's okay, we worship Radha." But I'm just giving you a context. And I didn't mention this in my speech, but I thought of it, and it would have been interesting to mention that when your performance is measured, and this is in diving or gymnastics, you know. You get one for your performance, and that's multiplied by the degree of difficulty. So the greater the difficulty, the degree of difficulty of your task, the higher your performance will naturally be rated. So I was looking at the difficulty of the Prabhupada's task, and to see how vibrant the Krishna consciousness movement is. There's, I think, 18 huge temples in Delhi that are ISKCON. Each one has congregations of thousands. It just goes on and on. So when I think of what is Prabhupada's greatest glory, I think it's his devotees. Shisha means one who takes the mood of his guru. And Prabhupada had unflinching faith in the order of his spiritual master. Prabhupada's success was taking Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's instructions as his life and soul. And that mood of taking the instructions of their spiritual master, life and soul, was transferred to his disciples. And therefore, in them, you could see Prabhupada. Even in rasa theory, if you want to worship Krishna, one way to develop particular love for Krishna is to read about, hear, and worship those who love Krishna in that particular relationship. So, and when you sit in an assembly of such exalted Vaishnavas, if you sit in the assembly of such exalted Vaishnavas, you really see Prabhupada's glory. And they're all different shapes, they're all different genders, they're all different generations, they're all different nationalities, they're all different proclivities, they're left wing, they're right wing, they're conservative, they're liberal, but they have something. Something core, something Prabhupada-like, which is this absolute faith in Prabhupada and dedication to his mission. And I gave the example that there's different shapes of metal that can be heated to become fire, and they become heat and light, but they maintain their original shape. So you see Prabhupada's glory, you see Prabhupada and what he gave, that bhakti lata bij, that conviction that serving Krishna is the highest thing. You see it in so many devotees. They're all fire, but different shapes. They're all got this bhakti lata bij and the mercy of Prabhupada and the dedication to his movement in different shapes. Bhurijan and Gopi Pranadana, they one time I was here, they went to Vrindavan for Prabhupada's appearance day. And you know, different people were glorifying Prabhupada, and, you know, maybe Hari Sari spoke of Prabhupada as the founder of ISKCON, like the spiritual corporate head, the founder Acharya, you know, Iandra spoke about Prabhupada as a Manjari, and they were looking at each other and saying, are they speaking about the same person? But yeah, different people would dedicate in different ways. And therefore, I asked the devotees, I said that one way you really can glorify Prabhupada, or one of Prabhupada's real glories, is to meditate on his devotees, because you'll see him in them. And I said, let's start right with our Gopi Pranadana, who lived in Govardhan. So he was really, you know, part of our group there in Govardhan that met every year. And he was so unique because he was a Sanskrit scholar who wasn't interested in becoming a Sanskrit scholar. He was interested in becoming a servant of Krishna. And it was so interesting. Of course, his expertise was Sanskrit. But that wasn't his objective. His objective was to serve Prabhupada. And it was such a beautiful thing because he never deviated from Prabhupada's philosophy. You know, although he had to read so many books to do the translations and commentaries. And, you know, you can go down the list. A lot of my disciples, I remember, Mahamuni and Sevapriya, Kachakra, they were going to the University of Texas. And one of my god sisters lived there, Mother Rasagya, who was just such... She was the first actress in ISKCON. Prabhupada said she was the best actress. And she was such a kind-hearted, pure soul. Very liberal, kind-hearted, pure soul. Passed away. I said, you meditate on those devotees who passed away and focus. And that's Prabhupada's glory, that he gave them the Bhakti Lata Beej. I can go on and on. One that I remember was this devotee, Tribhuvanath, so youthful and vibrant. And he was preaching in the Middle East. His bass was Vrindavan. He would come back and he would play the clay drum and he would beat it until the whole thing was broken. Sweet, dedicated. It goes on and on and on. So anyway, you're there now, at least in America, you're in the morning of Prabhupada's festival. A lot of you may have already been going to, you know, New York for the festival there. How glorious. But it was really, really wonderful here, and all the Vaishnavas sitting together and taking prasad afterwards. And yeah. Okay. Anyone want to ask any questions or share any reflections?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bogil.
Yeah, I think it's kind of amazing that you mentioned Mother Rasagya today, because I think it was just yesterday that I was, you know, reading out some papers, and I was just so appreciative while I was reading her correspondence, because, you know, she knew that it was important for me to pronounce things properly, and she sent me a poem by Haridas Thakur, but she didn't have the facility to write it with diacritics. And so she just took such, made such painstaking efforts to write out each and every word phonetically, you know? You know, it's like, how many verses is this? It's found in Haridas Chintamani, but, you know, the one that goes, Kripa Karinama Rupe Amara Jivaya Nirantaranate Prabhu Dhari Tavapaya. You know, I was just struck, you know, when I was rereading what she sent me, the, you know, her selfless, painstaking efforts in writing out this poem for me. You know, and I haven't seen this for like years, and just like a day or two after I find it, you mention her, so I just had to mention that.
Synchronicity, super soul, ki jai.
Yes, okay, ki jai. Hi, Krishna. Thank you.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Shyamarupa Das from Boston.
Hey, Shyamarupa. Hi, Bo. Thanks for coming on. Nice.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, hey. Maharaj. It's been too long.
Okay, but great. Thanks for joining.
I really appreciate it. I was also watching the Vaisheshika's video streaming of the program this morning in Govardhan. And so I just...
Oh!
Yeah, it was on Facebook. and it was really
Where
beautiful.
Is that on Facebook? On his page.
On Vaisheshika's page.
Okay, we'll have to get that and post that. Okay, thanks, Shyamarupa. Hare Bo.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jaini Tai.
Hey, so you remember Rasagya well, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's nice to hear about
nice
it.
Nice members to see her, Bob. Did anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Lee.
Bree. Hare Krishna.
Lee and Bree. Hare Bo. Thanks for coming on. Great day to remember Prabhupada. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Tota Gopinath. Great hearing from you.
Great, yeah. See you all in Puri soon. Who else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Jimena from Argentina. Thanks so much for sharing so many amazing stories with Prabhupada. Very inspiring, Maharaj.
Thank you. I got your nice letter. I've just been so busy, I haven't had time to respond, but I'll respond soon.
Thank you, Maharaj. Okay. No problem.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Gumaraj, this is Kishori Radha and Priya.
Kishori Radha and Priya. Wonderful. Okay. I guess there'll be something at the temple there today?
I think so.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Janine.
Janine, thank you. Good. A few more people? Okay. Anybody else?
Go to Gordon Bhaktadas.
Yeah, I got your letter. Okay, I'll respond. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, that was a wonderful talk.
How can you miss when you talk about such wonderful people, right? Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. We'll end for now. Bunch of culpa to this.